We're back live here as the boys' teams warm up. Kind of had to do a double take from watching the Blue Mountain League officials across the way. Mike Gwynn is officiating. Brian Richard, who's one of the best officials in the Valley, if not the best, in my opinion. He's been out of the picture of the last few years, but it's good to see him back officiating. It's a very, very good one. And Louis Riley, who did the girls' game, is also officiating the boys' game. But the guy that got my attention is DeSales baseball assistant coach Rob Holtzinger. He's talking to Brian Richard right now. And Holtz's wearing black shoes, black pants, and a black pullover that's just like the coat that Brian Richard's wearing, except it doesn't have the little emblem that says Blue Mountain League officials. So I thought maybe Holtz's taking up officiating as well. That would be interesting, to say the least, but they're having a nice visit over there at half court across the way. Well, let's take a look at these two teams on this young season. The DeSales boys, under head coach Mike Juicy, are 0-1. They lost 88-49 at Mackay. A wild up-and-down affair. DeSales shorthanded. They got a late start because of the football team going to the state semifinals. Pat Richard, the leading athlete in regardless of the sport for DeSales this year. Pat, concussion in that state semifinal, still not uniform. Nick Wales, who was a part-time starter last year as a freshman, also not uniform for that game. And Mike Juicy's club really struggled in that one. Last year was a struggle for the boys, 5-15. They were in last place in District 9 South. Dayton's boys last year had a fairly successful season under head coach Rory Ramirez. They finished 10-12, third place in the division, and were 1-2 at the district tournament. This year, it's been a little rougher. They lost 7 seniors off that roster. They returned 4 players who had varsity experience. Garrett Turner, a 6-foot sophomore who started as a freshman, is the main guy for them in that list of returning players. They're 0-4 this year with losses against Pomeroy and then on the road at St. John Endicott, Tushy, and then last night against Waitsburg Prescott. So tonight marks the 4th straight game on the road for the Dayton Bulldogs. And last night's loss to Waitsburg, 58-31. They were down 23-12 at halftime. In fact, slow starts have been a problem for Dayton. Against Tushy, they were down 20-5 after one quarter and 30-10 at the half. But Dayton boys last night on the road against a good Waitsburg club closed it to 37-29 after the third quarter. In fact, with 3 minutes to go in the game, they had it down to 6. Dayton went on a late, or Waitsburg Prescott went on a late run, ended up scoring 21 points in the fourth quarter to win going away 58-31. But a game that was a lot closer than the final score indicated. But offense has been a struggle for Dayton's boys. 37 points against Tushy, just 31 last night against Waitsburg Prescott. Turner is their key returner. 14 points for the talented sophomore against Waitsburg. Garrett Bickelhoff, also just a sophomore, 11 points in that game. Well, the fight song is being played. We're going to gather the starting lineup from this abbreviated boys pregame. Both teams looking for their first win. One of them will get it, and it will be a win in the District 9 Southern Division, which makes it even more important. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated. Thank you, Walla Walla, thank you. We have just been ranked by General Motors as the number one dealership in terms of customer satisfaction for the last 12 months and the last 3-month period as well. Of the 35 dealerships in our group, we were ranked number one with a 100% satisfaction rating based upon what our customers told GM about their buying and delivery experience. We are proud and thankful to have received this award. Dale Graves Incorporated, Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fair. Grounds, Walla Walla.
Rabies is a fatal viral disease that affects the central nervous system of almost all mammals. Animals contract rabies through the bite of an infected animal or from contact with infected saliva on abraded skin. Prevention is the only way to combat rabies for the protection of your pet and family members. Contact your Walla Walla area veterinarian today for a comprehensive vaccination program for your pets that includes protection against rabies. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School as the announcements of the starting lineup by public address announcer Bob McCoy. Let's go ahead and look at the lineups for this game. For Dayton, as announced by head coach Rory Ramirez, Jason Norris, a 6-foot junior. He was on the varsity roster last year. Fulton Sicklehop, a 5'9" sophomore, very talented player, quarterback on the football team. He has 9 and 11 points in the last two ball games for Dayton. Dane Henderson, also on the varsity roster last year, is a 6'3" junior. And across Sunderland, a 6'2" sophomore will start. Garrett Turner, the returning starter for Dayton, started last year as a freshman on that 10 and 12 squad. He's a 6-foot sophomore, very talented player. So Norris, a junior, Henderson, a junior, Sicklehop, Turner, and Sunderland, sophomores. No seniors on the Dayton Bulldog boys roster. For the Irish, under head coach Mike Tuesday, Shea Crowley, a 5'11" senior, Tommy Gregg, 5'9" junior, will start. Matt Bujek, 6'1" senior. Nick Wales, the 5'10" sophomore. And Vic Mata, the 5'11" junior. So two relatively young ball clubs. Dayton, very young, no seniors on their roster. One of these teams will get their first win. They're huddling up with their coaches. And the Blue Mountain League officials, Mike Quinn, Brian Richard, and Louie Riley, awaiting the break of the huddle. And we're ready to go in this boys' Southern Division game. We're trying to get a clean sweep here in the home opener for the DeSales Irish. But both JV teams won, the Lady Irish won, and I just reminded myself, or just remembered, that something new to Washington basketball, boys basketball in the state of Washington, the shot clock. 30-second shot clock for girls, and for the first time, the shot clock will be lit up for a boys basketball game here in this gymnasium. 35 seconds, the shot clock in boys basketball. Long tip off the inbound, run down by Bicklehop, off the jump ball, excuse me. Now it's loose near half court. Tommy Gregg's got it. Now Vic Mata has it down the right corner. The DeSales Irish in the home white uniforms with the forest green trim. Shea Crowley shoots a 3 to start the game, and he hits it. So the Irish start strong. They'll press full court against Dayton. Bicklehop's got it. Gets it to the front court. And a wild pass. He gets it to Dane Henderson, and then he throws it cross court and out of bounds. And that's running Irish basketball right there for Mike Tuesday's club. He's getting this system going, and that is a perfect picture of how he likes it to work. A quick shot offensively, a made 3, and then a forced turnover against the press. Irish in the half-court offense now. Down low to Wujek. They clamp on him, kicks it out to Crowley. Crowley's 3-pointer this time off the mark. Rebound fight and controlled by the maroon jerseyed Bulldogs. Joey Schlachter, who checked in for Henderson after that wild pass, has it. He gets it to Norris. Norris can't hit the shot. Ball ends up in the hands of Schlachter. Schlachter's shot won't go. Rebound Wales. Wales to Tommy Gregg. Tommy surveys the floor. Long pass up court to Mata. He'll fire a quick 3 and he hits it. That's running Irish basketball. They're off to a great start. Rebound. Pass. Shoot the 3. The Irish up 6-0 quickly. Garrett Turner, 6-foot sophomore, hits the deck. Ball's loose, still on the deck. And now sliding out of bounds with the ball is Joey Schlachter. And I call these line changes, kind of like in a hockey game, at the Mackay game, 4 fresh players in for DeSales the first minute and 18 seconds. We'll get them for you. Travis Hain, a 5'4 freshman, and Sean Williamson, who knocks the ball, has the ball knocked away by Bicklehop. Now the Bulldogs have it on the turnover. Matt Zimmerman and Luke Fazari also in there for DeSales. Shot won't go. Rebound by Joey Schlachter. The rebound put back and scores Williams to Hain. Hain for 3. He banks it in. the Sales is 3 of 4 from beyond the arc and lead it 9-2. Norris into front court it goes to Turner. Turner traps right in front of the Sales bench. Gets it out to Norris. Irish trapping 3 players on the ball out front. Now Picklehop's got it. They've got him trapped. Now to Turner trying to call the offense, but he's trapped. The Sales trap. Out front pass inside stolen by Williams. Williams still on the dribble. He's all the way the other way, has it knocked away and out of bounds by Norris. Nice speed by Sean Williams. I like it. It was not fun to watch that first game, I'll be honest with you. An 88-49 loss to Mackay, but Mike Giusti has used this week plus of practice to really improve the Irish, run an Irish scheme. And Sean Williams hits a three. The fourth different player to hit a three-pointer, and the Irish are up 12-2. In transition, Norris gets it down low, a bucket, and a foul. Joey Schlachter scores. He's fouled by Matt Zimmerman. And Mike Giusti says, hey, we'll trade 2s for 3, and it's working to perfection right now. Irish up 12-4 early, 5:25 to go. And Matt Wujek's going to come out, and he's got these neon green Nike basketball shoes. His older sister, Andrea, who played basketball at the University of Portland after graduating from DeSales, works for Nike. She's started in Portland. Now she's in L.A., and she sets those shoes to Brian, or to Brian, why did I say Brian, to Matt Wujek. Pass inside the other way. Tommy Gregg's going to score it. As I talk about Matt Wujek's shoes, Schlachter hit the free throw. The Irish are up 14-5. Now quickly the other way. We've got a whistle and a foul inside as Schlachter will go to the line again. But the Sales scoring on virtually every time down the floor. And Joe Solomon, who is wearing Pat Richards' number 5 jersey, is in the game. So I have to get him on the score sheet. And Schlachter hits the free throw. He's got all 6 of Dayton's points, but DeSales has 14 on the board already by 5 different players. Schlachter's second free throw's off the mark. Turner gets the rebound, falls, rolls, travel. 5:07 to go in a very quickly played first quarter, and the running Irish are running in a gun, and they're up 14-6. They've hit 4 3-pointers. Tommy Gray has the only 2-pointer. Between the leg with the dribble as he gets the timeline. Now to Joe Solomon. Swing it to Nick Wales. More of a traditional-looking half-court offensive set by the Irish. Outside on the right wing to Shrey Crowley. Crowley up top to Gregg. Swing it to Luke Pizzari. Luke Pizzari inside to Joe Solomon. Double team kick out to Tommy Gregg. Head fake. Spins in the lane. He's stripped by Turner. Turner running the other way. He's behind the defense. Finger roll over the top of the front rim. Off the back iron won't go. Crowley with the rebound. The Irish dodge a bullet there. And Tommy Gregg collides with Cross Sunderland. Cross Sunderland's a big dude. He's an offensive, defensive line on the football team. And Tommy Gregg definitely changed directions after colliding with Sunderland. Sunderland's first foul, and they're going to say Tommy was in the act of shooting. Nope. Now they're going to stay on the ground. So the Sales will inbound, and here comes a 4-player switch. Spencer Cordero. 5'10 sophomore in for the first time. Nick Wales is back in. Nick Mata and Matt Wujek in. Sean Williams will stay on the floor for DeSales. Inbound to Mata. He has one of those early threes. Up top to Wales. Cross court pass to Wujek. Splits the double team. Ball's loose. Ball's on the deck. And it's picked up by Colton Bickelhoff. He gets it to Turner. Irish pressure all over. They get over the top to Bickelhoff. Bickelhoff to the elbow. Pass down low for Sunder Schlachter. Schlachter wasn't ready for the no-look pass. Goes off his hands out of bounds. 14-6. The Sales with the ball leading by 8. Sean Williams tries the foul and kick out to Cordero. He'll fire the 3. It's an air ball. Mata tries to save it. Can't do it. And he goes right into that group of 10 Dayton cheerleaders. They're kind of trapped against the wall there. Victor was able to survive that with no contact, I think. Full court press by the Sales on the inbound. Turner in back court. Now to Bickelhoff. Long pass all the way down court. Too long. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will be the Sales basketball after the turnover. Mike Giusti has been coaching these guys hard the first couple weeks. Actually, 24 days of practice, he says, since the start of the season. And they're starting to get the system down. They look good right now. Mata drives baseline. Goes up strong. He's fouled. No foul called. And Dayton ends up with the ball. Pickloff's trapped. Now gets it to Slacker. Slacker's pass knocked into the fans. Dayton fan retrieves it. And it'll be Dayton basketball. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Gonna have to get used to saying that. Shot clock for the first time in the history of Washington State high school basketball. I guess I should say high school basketball in the state of Washington. When I say Washington State basketball, that sounds like it might be the Cougars in Pullman, but we're here at DeSales in Walla Walla. The shot clock is off. Inbound pass kicked away by Wujek. Williams got it. Head to Wales behind everybody. Wales will lay it in. DeSales is looking good, up 16-6. Both teams coming in without a win. And Dayton throws it away. It's that hectic pace, and the Dayton Bulldogs cannot handle it right now. A couple of substitutes for Dayton. Bicklehop and Sunderland come out. Dane Henderson, 6'3 junior, started the game, but came out quickly after an errant pass comes back in. And Hayden Fullerton, a 5'8 sophomore. Remember, no seniors on the Dayton roster. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Irish with the ball, leading 16-6. Tommy Gregg tries to spin around. Turner can't do it. Gets it down to Crowley at the top of the key. Now back to Gregg. Right side to Travis Hayne, who's in. Swing it over to Luke Pizzari for three. Out there, won't go. Rebound Turner. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Turner, long pass up quarter to Henderson. Now he'll hold it up. Dayton will set up the offense. Pizzari and Hayne try to trap Turner. Comes right around it. Puts up a 12-foot bank shot, won't go. Rebound, Sunderland can't handle it. He saves it inbounds right to Tommy Gregg. They're on the run to Wujek on the left wing. He lays it in. Timeout, Roy Ramirez and the Dayton Bulldogs. And DeSales has gotten points from seven different DeSales, eight different DeSales Irish and lead it, 18-6. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Join us at Community Bank as we strive to collect food for our area food banks. The Food Drive Challenge is going on now until December 31st. Our bank-wide goal is to gather 30 big bins of food, and if reached, the branch that collects the most food will present their area's food bank with a whole beef donated by Community Bank. We'll also donate $25 per bin of food, whether the goal is reached or not. Support families in need in your area. Drop off food at any Community Bank branch. Community Bank, local money working for local people. Member FDIC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, tell you what, I've got to take my breaks and my sips of water when I can because Mike Juicy's running Irish have got me out of breath here in the first quarter. 2:26 to go in the first 8 minute stanza at this home opener for the Irish boys, and they're looking good, up 18-6 against the winless Bulldogs. Long pass up court, caught and laid in by Jason Norris. 18-8 to sales. Travis Hayne with the ball up top to Gregg to Crowley, to Luke Pizzari, back to Crowley, now to Gregg, to Crowley, zone defense by the Bulldogs. Pizzari tries to penetrate, swing it to Crowley, Crowley directing traffic, gets the ball to Gregg, to Hayne, to Gregg, to Crowley, they're swinging the ball against the zone. Now up top it goes to Gregg. This is more the pace that Rory Ramirez feels he'll have to play, I think. Long shot by Pizzari, won't go. Rebound foul on Travis Hayne. And Pickleoff checks back in, and Seth Jackson, a 6-foot junior, checks in. No seniors on the Bulldog roster. They have three juniors, 5 sophomores, and a freshman on their roster. They break the Irish pressure down low to Jackson. Jackson can't hit the shot, rebound Crowley. Nice rebound by Shea. To Gregg, ahead to Wujek. He's going to attack the left baseline. And we've got a foul on Schlocker. Joey Schlocker picks up the foul. Mike Juicy's got to be very pleased with this first quarter. The last 2 or 3 minutes of the first quarter over at Mackay a couple weeks ago looked really good. They were down 18-16, but then the wheels came off and the Pioneers blew the Irish out of the gym, 88-49. But the sales looks much better after a week plus of practice after that first game. Wujek misses the first free throw. Matt's got 2 points. Second free throw is also off the mark. Long rebound. He's going to run it down deep in the left corner up top to Hain. Irish will reset in the left corner to Fazari. Fazari for three. He's got it. Luke Fazari hits the three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 First quarter three-pointer for the Irish, and they lead it 21-8. Long pass up court. It goes to Seth Jackson. Jackson in the corner. Fazari strips him, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lucas. Good sequence by the Irish freshman, Luke Fazari. Hits the three from the corner, then comes down and with some good harassing defense on Seth Jackson. They get it in bounds to Andrew Groom, a 5'8 sophomore who's checked in for the Bulldogs. Gets it over to Jackson. Gets Crowley in the air. Puts up a 14-footer. It bounces around, won't go. Rebound inside by Fullerton. He puts it in. Nobody blocked out Fullerton. Luke Fazari had his guy blocked out, was pushing him back. But the rest of the Irish just watched the ball bounce, and Fullerton lays it in. 21-10, the Irish. A minute, inside a minute to go in a quickly played first quarter. Wujek is stripped by Schlosser, gets the ball back, but in doing so, he shuffled the feet, traveling. DeSales turns it over. Joe Solomon, Sean Williams, and Nick Wales check in. Luke Fazari, Tommy Gregg, and Travis Hain check out. Joe Solomon suiting up in Pat Richards' place. Joe, a 5'8 sophomore. They get it in bounds to Turner. Irish continue to press. Now to Bickeloff. Bickeloff in the front court. He's double-teamed at the elbow. Kicks it back out to Turner. Turner wants to drive. Does it down low to Schlosser. Schlosser can't hit the shot. Rebound, Wujek. Hands it off to Williams. The Irish want to run, and Williams is fouled as he comes across half court by Garrett Turner. Speed, speed, speed up and down the floor, and they're hitting the three-pointers. The Irish looking good here in the first 8 minutes, up 21-10 against the Bulldogs, who come in with the 0-4 record. Shea Crowley gets it into Sean Williams. Williams penetrates the elbow, kicks left wing to Wujek. Wujek has it knocked away, but gets it back. Schlosser on him. Now Williams with it. Gets it to Crowley. Crowley hands it back to Williams. Swings it left wing to Joe Solomon, and Joe's called for traveling. Looked at the three, then tried to put it on the floor, but he traveled. 10 seconds to go in a well-played first quarter for DeSales. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different players have scored. 5 3-point baskets and a 21-10 lead. Pass inside, stolen by Crowley. He gets it to Wales. They're going to hold the ball. A very good first 8 minutes for the DeSales boys. They lead it 21-10 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. The sales, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different players score, 5 3-point baskets. No player has scored more than one field goal. That is great balance for Mike Juicy's squad. They lead it 21-10. Joey Schlosser leads all scorers with 6 points for the Bulldogs. But the Irish, a very impressive first 8 minutes in their home opener and their first game in the division. And Mike Juicy and his assistant coaches, Adam Driver, Julio Almanzar, and Keith Shelton, have got to be very pleased with the execution. We start the second quarter. Tommy Gregg will drive right side up top to Mata. Mata off the screen for three, out the glass, won't go. Rebound, Sunderland. Also out there for the sales, Matt Zimmerman. And there's a steal by Mata in transition. He's going to cut, gets called for traveling. Vic Mata, nice steal on the press. Well, I can't look down for a second at my score sheet because the Irish are always doing something, whether it's firing up the three or harassing the ball when they're on defense. They are always active. Fun to watch when it's going well. Matt Zimmerman on the deck, and he ties up Bickeloff. or no, that's not Bickelhoff, that's Andrew Groom. And Coach Juicy really emphasized playing with a lot of grit. He has a grit chart, and that'll be a grit star for Matt Zimmerman tying up that ball. Pass inside to Sutherland. He can't hit the lay-in attempt. Rebound knocks around. Tommy Gregg's got it. He runs over the top of Bickelhoff, going to pick up the foul. Tommy's first, third on the Irish. Actually, the scoreboard has them for four fouls. I only have them for three. I must have missed a DeSales foul somewhere. We'll pick that up at some point. Dane Henderson checks in for Cross Sunderland. Dane's had some chances inside that have not converted. Bickelhoff with it deep on the left wing. Trapped by the Irish. Now top it goes to Jason North. Swing it over to Groom. Groom, long jump shot. Won't go in and out. Rebound, Nick Wales. His outlet pass slapped away by Bickelhoff. Ball's loose on the floor. Gregg and Henderson after. Dane Henderson's got it. Now gets it to Norris. North to Turner. Turner is stripped by Luke Vazari. Luke tips it ahead to Victor Mata. Victor will lay it in with the left hand. Nice job by Luke Vazari tipping that out to Vic Mata. Dick's got 5 points. Irish up 23-10. The other way we go. Quickly, Jason Norris can't hit. Dick Mata with the rebound. To Tommy Gregg. Gregg wants to run. Gregg into the lane. Three through everybody. Blocked out of there by Henderson, though. To Mata. Kick out to Fazari for three. Out the air won't go. Zimmerman with the rebound. Got a whistle and a rebound foul inside. Let's see who that's going to be on. And it's going to be on Dayton, which actually was an opportunistic foul for the Bulldogs because Zimmerman had a wide-open lay-in attempt after that offensive force. And Garrett Turner really sucking wind. That's another component of Mike Juicy's system, if you will, the running Irish program, is they get that other team tired. Travis Hain checks in. Crowley checks in as well. Does Sean Williams, who inbounds it to Luke Vazari. Up top to Crowley. Swing it to Wujek. Left corner and out of Williams. They move the ball quickly. The sales looks good offensively. Leading 23-10. Williams on the dribble. In the right corner, it goes to Fazari, to Williams, to Crowley. Swing it to Hain. Hain for three. Off the mark. Fazari keeps the rebound alive. Williams tries to save it behind his back, but he hopped to keep his balance, and traveling is the call. The good hustle by Fazari and Sean Williams. Remember, Luke, just a freshman. Travis Hain, also a freshman, are both out there. Crowley and Wujek are seniors. Williams a junior. Inbound to Garrett Turner. Turner ahead to Norris. Norris in the right corner to Henderson. Down low to Turner on the little slice of the basket. Turner lays it in. The Irish got caught watching the ball there. Turner, nice cut to the basket for his first point. Hain, a quick three the other way. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Dean Henderson runs it down, and he's going to try to race the other way. The shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Turner. Turner puts it up. Won't go. Rebound Williams. But Williams is out of bounds, stepping on the green line as he saved that basketball. 23-12, the Sales jumped out early with those first quarter three-pointers. Five first quarter threes. Each team has scored just 2 points in the second quarter. Norris will step into a 17-footer off the inbound and hit it. 23-14, the Bulldogs within nine now. Williams penetrates, kicks it down to Fazari. Fazari's five-footer won't go. Bickelhoff with the rebound. Irish harassing him all over the place. As he tries to get in the front court, he does it to Turner. Turner down low for Groom, and it's off his fingertips out of bounds. Miscommunication there between Turner and Groom. Another date turnover. Luke Fazari checks out, and Joe Solomon comes in. Shea Crowley will get into the Tommy Gregg, and for one of the few times tonight, the Irish will walk it into front court. Tommy Gregg swings it to Solomon. He'll fire the three off the screen, off the arm, won't go. Wales keeps it alive and right to Henderson. Henderson gets it to Bickelhoff, and he throws a pass over the top. Tommy Gregg's got, I'll tell you about that one in a second, as Wujek penetrates and is fouled. The Dayton outlet pass, the two players from Dayton, both were going for the ball. It was kind of a high pass. They ran into each other, fell down, and Tommy Gregg got it. So kind of a Keystone Cops scenario there for Dayton. And then the foul is on Dane Henderson, which will send Wujek to the free throw line, and he drops it in. Matt was unsuccessful on his first trip to the line. The only free throws attempted in the game for DeSales, but he hits that one there. Matt's got 3 points. 24-14 DeSales, up by 10. Matt's second free throw off the iron. Tommy Gray gets the offensive rebound, though. Kick it out to Wujek. Wujek on the drive, puts his shoulder down, puts it up, and then he's fouled. Matt Wujek is so fast with that first step. Those neon green Nike sneakers just flew down the lane. And Wujek has 5 now. The foul again on Henderson. DeSales just too fast for the Dayton Bulldogs. The seniorless squad still looking for their first win. DeSales sending a message here early. And Matt completes a 3-point play. Nice sequence for Wujek. Scores 4 straight points in that possession. Nikolas pass into front court is loose. Whale's going to run it down against the Crowley. Another Dayton turnover to Connie Gray. Here goes Wujek on the drive again. We got a whistle and a foul on the drive. Wujek stealing it right now. Cross Sunderland. And Dayton is just outmatched right now by the Irish. Too much speed. Too much offense. Dayton struggling. 0-4 coming in. Down 27-14 as Matt Wujek's kind of having his own little personal show here the last 3 possessions. He hits the first free throw. As Dayton is over the limit, that was on the drive, but Matt hits the all-important front of the 1-on-1. Second one off the mark. Rebounded by Schlacher. Schlacher gets the pass out, tipped away by Joe Solomon. He's got it to Tommy Gray. Quick 3 off the arm, won't go. Rebound Nick Wales inside. Gives it off to Wujek. He can't hit it, but he's fouled. DeSales just all over the Dayton Bulldogs. Dayton on the road at Waitsburg last night. Hung in there, trailed by just 6 on the road to the final 3 minutes, and Waitsburg went on a big run and won it going away 58-31. Wujek misses the first free throw. Luke Vasari, Vic Mata, and Spencer Cordero come in. Solomon, Greg, and Whale sit down. So Mike Juicy had 1 quarter against Mackay where he felt things went well. He's gonna get maybe a half out of the Irish tonight and a big lead at halftime maybe. Matt Wujek hits the second free throw. 29-14 to sales, up by 15. Turner, baseline drive, air ball, out of bounds on the rebound to Dayton, but Mike Juicy says, good, good. We want them to take tough shots in transition to keep the pace of the game at our liking. Kind of putting Mike Juicy's words in my own mouth there. I've visited with him enough. I think that. And there's some good defense on the inbound as Dayton can't get it in. One of the things about this running, run, that they say, well, what about the defense? Well, there was some defense there. And now you got a whistle and palming the basketball is called on Sean Williams, which preceded a collision with he and Dickelhoff. So a turnover, not a foul. Fails up 21-10 after 8 minutes. They went bombs away, fire at will from beyond the arc as 5 different players hit 3-pointers in that first quarter. DeSales has not hit a 3-pointer in the second quarter, but they've upped their lead to 15 points. Dayton drives the other way, wild pass in transition, out of bounds. Another Dayton turnover. I would venture to guess that Dayton is close to having as many turnovers as they do their points at 14. They get it to Mata. Mata, 12-footer wide open. He scores it. Vic Mata's got 7. Wujek leads the Irish with 8. Dickelhoff in the front court up top to Sunderland. Swing it to Turner. Cesari all over him. Down low to Sunderland. Up over Cordero. Shot won't go. Rebound just around Sunderland fighting with Wujek for it. Wujek's going to run it down in the corner. Pass over the top to Williams. Quickly in the front court. Finds Cesari open underneath. Blocked out of there by Schlosser, but Mike Juicy's got to like that. Another rebound, 2 quick passes, and a shot at the other team's basket. Williams, Cordero, Mata, Wujek sit down. Mike Juicy high fives all around as they come to the bench. Travis Hayne, Nick Wales, Jay Crowley, Pizzari, and Mike Gregg. Keep doing that. It's Tommy Gregg. Mike Gregg's his father. 3:42 to go in the first half. Irish up 31-14 now. Hayne inside to Crowley. Crowley can't hit the shot. No, he's called for traveling. Well, in the first quarter, it was all three-pointers. DeSales has shown they can get shots in the half-court offense. They've been a little inconsistent in getting them to fall. Sikloff in the front court. It goes to Jackson. Jackson takes his time, lines up a shot, and Nick Wales comes flying through there and flops it out of bounds. Jackson was zeroing that one in. Nick Wales says, hey, I'll run over there and block that, and he did. Sikloff looks inbounded. They got a five-second call a moment ago, and now they throw it out of bounds. Turner went right. Sikloff threw it to the left. Another Dayton Bulldog turnover. Tommy Gregg fires a bullet down in the left corner. Pizarro has to save it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Wales. Wales has it knocked away by Schlacher, but it goes off his foot out of bounds. Definitely has been ragged at times, but I tell you what, those three-point barrage in that first quarter was fun to watch by DeSales. And now they're winning this second quarter ugly, I guess you'd say, but they're winning it. They lead it 31-14. Dayton has scored just 4 points in the second quarter. Gregg finds Crowley in the lane, can't the shot, rebound. We got a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. It's going to be on Dayton. And that is Joey Schlachter with the foul, his second. And that will send Shea Crowley to the free throw line. Shea got things started. The 5'11 senior hit a three on DeSales' first offensive possession. Now he'll shoot a one-and-one. Hayden Fullerton, a 5'8 sophomore, checks in for Schlachter. No seniors on this Dayton roster. They're struggling early in the year. They're 0-4, and the Irish boys are putting it on them right now in the first half. Crowley misses the front end, but the rebound's tipped in. Little Travis Hayne at 5'4 gets the rebound. They get it out to Fazari. Fazari shot backboard, nothing else, but Gregg runs it down. Now Fazari to Hayne. Hayne for three, he's got it. His second three of the game, the 5'4 freshman, the Irish up 34-14. Pass to Dane Henderson. Henderson gets it over to Jason Norris. Norris to Turner, down low to Jackson. Jackson can't hit the shot, transition. Rebound goes out of bounds, last touch by Dayton. Nothing going right for the Bulldogs right now. But Mike Juicy's got to be very pleased with what's happening for his white-shirted DeSales Irish boys. They lead it 34-14. Sean Williams will bring in the front court, pushes it all the way down low, reached in and fouled on the drive by Garrett Turner. And the Dayton Bulldogs are getting tired. They're not moving their feet. They're just flapping at the ball. They are very frustrated right now. And that will send Sean Williams to the line. That's the 10th foul on Dayton. So Sean will shoot two free throws. You know, I talked briefly, you barely get a chance to say much with all this speed up down the floor about the shot clock. But the way Mike Juicy's guys play, I don't think the shot clock's going to come into play when DeSales has the ball. And if they have their way, it won't come into play when the opponent has the ball. It's a lot of shots, a lot of action. And Williams misses both free throws, but the long rebound goes out to Cesari. Cesari gets it to the elbow to Joe Solomon. Solomon takes one dribble now, tries to hand it off to Williams, but Williams was running by, and so a bad handoff there. It goes out of bounds to Dayton. DeSales turnover, but it's been all Irish here in the first half. They lead it 34-14. Sunderland passes on the right wing to Jackson, with Cesari on him. Up top pass to Bikoloff. Wujek on Bikoloff. Bikoloff throws a high pass out on the baseline to Jackson. So 5-footer won't go. Luke Pizarro goes high for the rebound. He wants to run. Pass on the left wing, stolen by Fullerton. Fullerton to Sunderland. Sunderland lays it in. He's fouled. Dayton fans, for the first time this half, have something to cheer about. A turnover in transition, and then a lay-in the other way. And that's going to happen sometime. Matt Wujek, the senior, talking to Luke Pizarro, the freshman. Luke's pretty animated right now. And you like the speed and the hustle. Just got to take care of the ball a little better. But Mike Juicy will take that. Sunderland's first bucket. The foul was on Crowley, his first. And Sunderland completes the three-point play. Inbound to Williams. Sikloff flies into the DeSales bench going after the steal. Didn't get it. DeSales got a 5-on-4 for a moment. Wujek goes into traffic, and he's called for traveling. 34-17. So Dayton, with the ball, after 3-point play by Sunderland, has a chance to cut into this 17-point deficit just a bit. The Irish are doubled up on the Bulldogs. Wujek with the steal off the pass, gets it to Pizzari. Pizzari's shot blocked. Pizzari goes after it, and it goes out of bounds. I love Luke Pizzari's hustle, though. Matt Wujek, the senior, gives him a little pat on the back. Wujek stole that pass as Fullerton was trapped on the baseline, tried to throw it out there. Wujek anticipated nicely. They get into Bickeloff. They'll try to trap Bickeloff. Gets into front court, and a foul on Tommy Gregg. Right out half court, they got it to Andrew Groom. He put on the brakes. Tommy Gregg couldn't. Tommy's second foul. And as fast and as pressing as DeSales plays, they've committed only six fouls the first half. 1:38 to go in the first half. All DeSales, and now Mata is going to get called for the foul pressuring Bickeloff in backcourt. And that will send Bickeloff to the line to shoot the front end of a one-on-one. Bickeloff, who had 9 and 11 points in his last two games, has not scored yet today, tonight. And Bickeloff's first free throw, the front end of the one-on-one is good. Not sure if that's his sister or a cousin, but Michaela Bickeloff had to leave the floor on a gurney and be transported by ambulance. Hopefully her injury wasn't too serious. And Bickeloff hits both free throws. So Dayton has scored 5 straight points now. Trail is 34-19, though. DeSales up by 15. They were up by 20 a moment ago, excuse me. Tommy Gregg drives baseline right side, and he's fouled by Jason Norris. And Tommy Gregg has 2 points. We'll shoot a couple free throws now. Sales getting to the line quite a bit, but they have struggled. They're just 3 of 7. Now 3 of 8, unofficially, as Tommy Gregg misses the first one. He'll get another try. Louis Riley, Blue Mountain League official, kind of took a quick look to his right because Riley Roach, the Sales freshman, has his referee shirt on, as we're going to have some Assumption grade school kids playing basketball at halftime. Gregg misses both free throws. The Bulldogs come the other way, miss a shot inside, rebound, Wales. Wales, that left pass stolen by Fullerton. Fullerton goes strong the other way, can't hit it. Ball's loose on the deck. Still loose. Matt Zimmerman's got it. He has it knocked away. Mata's got it to Tommy Gregg. Tommy throws a wild pass inside, tips away from him. Last touch by Dayton. That's running Irish basketball. If you got a chance to catch your breath, you got to do it. That's what I'm going to do right now. Take a little sip. Dick Mata comes out in the game right now for DeSales as Wujek also comes out. Nick Wales, Travis Hain, Luke Pizzari, Shea Crowley, and Sean Williams. Irish up 34-19. Crowley up high with the ball. Left corner goes to Williams, knocked away by Hustling Bickeloff. Williams gets it back. He'll fire a three. Won't go. Luke Pizzari's rebound. Kick out to Williams. He'll step into a long jumper. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound goes off of Fullerton and out of bounds. I've got the Lady Irish with their party hats on. They're going to come up here and sing happy birthday to head coach Tim Duncan, I'm guessing. Irish inbound it to Pizzari. Now up top it goes to Wales. Wales to Williams. To Crowley, back to Williams. It's been a nice night in the Irish gymnasium so far. Luke Pizzari takes a long shot, won't go. Rebound, Bickeloff, stolen by Wales. 2 Dayton Bulldogs on the floor. Wales gets it to Pizzari, who lays it in traffic. Nice body control by Luke Pizzari. Nice defense by Nick Wales. And then Pizzari fouls Bickeloff on the inbound. For better or worse, DeSales is all over you all the time, and Mike Juice has got to be loving it here in the first half. It's entertaining. Always something going on. 36-19 Irish with 21.7 seconds to go in a quickly played first half. Luke's first foul. And at the line will be Andrew Groom to shoot the front end of a one-on-one. The Bulldogs are a perfect 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Unofficially, of course. Groom misses the free throw. Scrum for the rebound. It's going to roll out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales right over there by the Irish cheerleaders. 18.6 seconds left. The Bulldogs trail the Irish 36-19. Good first half for DeSales. Pass into Jackson. Jackson goes left side. Clyde to Cesari. No call. Cesari hits the deck. Shot won't go. Rebound tips around. Nobody gets it. Now Hayne grabs it. He throws it up court. Knocked away. Sunderland's got it. He throws it. Crowley's got it. Foul. Turnover, turnover, turnover. And Mike Ducey says, Lola gets the ball down to the other end. Well, a wild first half. 36-19. Irish lead it. At the half, we'll have the birthday boy, Tim Duncan, with us at the half when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSL.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
At Fazari's, we're known for our famously tasty pizza pies.
You watch us make them with the hungriest of eyes.
But we do more than pizza. Come on, tell them, you guys.
Ah, yes. From spaghetti to fettuccine, we're kings of pasta.
And hot or cold, our sandwiches won't greatly cost you.
Don't forget salads, chef, taco, shrimp, and lobster.
Lobster? Randy, we don't do lobster.
I know, but we were on a roll and I didn't have a rhyme.
Boys, get back at the work where you can best use your timing. Making pizzas, pastas, sandwiches, and salads. Not silly rhyming.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish boys trying to put the finishing touches on a four-game sweep, and it looks good at the half. They're up 36-19. A wild first quarter. They outscore Dayton 21-10. As 8 different players score for DeSales, 5 of those on 3-pointers, and the running Irish went inside and got to the foul line in the second quarter, outscoring Dayton 15-9 for the 36-19 halftime lead. That's our quick scoring summary. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. His girls were victorious 61-41. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
What's the next best thing to a new Toyota? A Toyota-certified used vehicle from Abagin. All certified used Toyotas from Abagin come standard with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and roadside assistance, both backed by Toyota. We perform a full 160-point quality assurance inspection and check the Carfax certification for your peace of mind. Most used car dealers sell used Toyotas, but unless it says Toyota certified, you never know what you're getting. So if you're looking for a used Toyota, check out Abagin in Walla Walla, because the best new cars make the best used cars.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. Napa Auto Parts is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts, Napa's ASC certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. Napa mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy duty truck, and small engine auto parts. And Napa's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, Napa Auto Parts. Go Irish.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half with, and we're talking to the birthday boy, Tim Duncan. Happy birthday, Mr. Duncan.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, you got a win on your birthday,
yeah.
61-41. But you guys didn't make a basket from the field in the first quarter, but you're ahead 12-3.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was really hard to get into any flow of the game, because there was a lot of fouling going on in the first half, first quarter particularly. I think we were in a two-shot bonus in the first quarter. And, you know, you can't get into any kind of flow. And we missed some easy shots inside also, you know, that we could have knocked down. But, you know, when you're struggling like that, you know, it was nice to be able to hit the free throws. I thought we shot free throws very well.
Yeah, you certainly did. I think last year we shot about probably 40-some percent of the team.
Right.
In that first quarter, you guys were 12 for 15. You end up 18 for 26 for the game.
Right.
You always want to find those pauses.
Oh, absolutely.
Point win and some great free throw shooting.
Oh, absolutely.
I know, you know, we played the game at Mackay a couple weeks ago. Then, you know, I had your game canceled on Tuesday. After that first Mackay game, you said you wanted your kids to get more intense.
Right.
Defensively and just in general on the court. Do you
right.
feel like they're heading the right
way? Oh, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I thought tonight we really proved that we can make that press very effective for us. Our kids get into that denial. Boy, they just lock people down. And they're quick. We are really quick at the guard position, and we've got to take advantage of that. And I thought we pressed very, very well. I think the one thing we've got to eliminate, when they got the ball inbounds, we get ourselves in bad position. We try and catch up, and we move into them instead of picking a target to where we want to cut them off. If we eliminate that, then I really like what we can do defensively.
Well, you're heading in the right direction. You've got a game against Walla Walla Valley Academy on Monday, right? 6:30?
6:30 is
the 6:30 tip-off, and you got Sunnyside Christian, always a good program
right.
on Wednesday. Then you've got your Christmas tournament. So
yep.
You got a lot of game action coming up, Coach.
Yeah, yep. We actually play, I think, in the next 3 weeks, as many games as we have practices, so the girls are real happy.
Yeah, the girls like that, I'm sure. Hey, Derek Green, player of the game.
Now, you know, to be honest with you, I think we're going to give it to Aaron Juicy. I think in a lot of ways, she has one of her best games in our uniform.
At 9 points, good floor game, got some rebounds, saw the open players.
Absolutely.
All right, Aaron Juicy, our Dairy Queen player of the game. And we'll let the birthday boy go.
Thanks, Mike.
The sales boys action when we come back from 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. Visa Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakleys at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Sales High School. Both teams out warming up. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Irish Girls head coach Tim Duncan. Both JV teams win. The Irish Girls win by 20, and the Irish Boys are up by 17, 36-19. First half scoring in this boys' contest. 4 Dayton 2 points for Colton Pickelock, 2 for Hayden Fullerton, 2 for Garrett Turner, 3 for Cross Sunderland, 4 for Jason Norris, and 6 points for Joey Slachter, who came off the bench for Dayton to lead them in scoring. 4 to Sales, very good scoring balance. 2 points for Nick Wales, 2 points for Tommy Gregg, 3 points for Shea Crowley, who hit that game-opening three-pointer that set the tone. John Williams, a 3 for his 3, and then 7 points for Vic Mata, and 5 points for Luke Pizzari, 6 points for Travis Haynes, and 8 points for Matt Ujek, the 6'1 senior, who attacked the basket very hard in that second quarter and got to the free throw line. The Sales, the good news is they went to the free throw line 14 times, but you're always looking for something to work on. They could work on their free throw shooting. It's 4 of 14. I'm sure they're shooting a better percentage from beyond the arc, where they hit 5 in the first quarter, 1 more 3 in the second quarter, 6 three-pointers in the first half for the Sales. And they'll start the second half with the basketball, working down to my left in front of Mike Ducey's bench. Tommy Gregg with the penetration, kick out to Mata. Mata for 3, up the arm, go, rebound, Sunderland. Just underway, third quarter. In outlet pass, stolen by Mata, tries to get it down low for Tommy Gregg, knocked away by Sunderland, but another turnover created by the Sales pressure. Dayton has not handled it well at all. No seniors on Roy Ramirez's squad showing here tonight in the DeSales gym. Ujek will fire the three. That's Mata. Rebound inside Sunderland. Now to Pickelhop. Pickelhop past the middle. It goes to Norris. Norris to Sunderland. Back to Norris in the lane. The late footer won't go. Rebound Gregg. Tommy Gregg with a 3-on-2. Left side, Ujek spins inside of Pickelhop and lays it in. Matt Ujek's got 10. He can run the floor. Nice direction of the 3-on-1 pass break by Tommy Gregg. Tommy Gregg in the press, slaps away from Sunderland. Shot clock at 26. This is where the press does. It takes effect in so many ways. And Mike Ducey pulling the trigger on this running Irish offense, running Irish defense as well, and it's perfect timing with the shot clock being instituted in the state of Washington for high school basketball on the boys' side. Been in place for the girls for a long time. The girls' clock 30 seconds, the boys' clock 35. And the shot clock out of 50. John Williams with a steal out front on a pass attempt for Bickloff. Gets the shot. Luke Pizzari follows it up and lays it in. Nice hustle by Luke Pizzari and John Williams with the steal. Now they get it to Bickloff. Bickloff up the right side. Now right corner goes to Norris. Norris pass down low. Knocked away by a shot attempt by Henderson. Then Turner picks up the garbage and scores it. Quickly the other way. Travis Haynes with it to Williams. Williams will fire the three. Backboard, nothing else. Sunderland with the rebound. Sunderland outlet too high for Bickloff. He goes about 8 rows up in the bleachers. So that guy is a hard worker. Fortunately, nobody's sitting there. The crowd is actually kind of thinned out. Yeah, I think a lot of those parents who were up there were the parents of the third and fourth graders who were playing at halftime. Ujek kept the ball just across half court and backcourt, almost an over and back violation. Now they bring it to sorry. Down low to Wujek. Double team. Kick out to Williams. Williams will get to the top of the key. Looking for no player in the corner to Haynes. Back to Williams. Matt Zimmerman is also on the floor for the sales. Cesari with step to Williams. Shot clock at 14. Swing it to Cesari for three. Out there, won't go. Rebound by Turner. Turner passes in the front court to Bickelhoff. Ball was loose for a second, but Bickelhoff got it. And a lot of loose balls tonight. Turner to Henderson on the baseline from 12 feet. Off the iron, rolls out. Rebound Wujek to Williams. Irish want to run, as always. Williams in the front court to Cesari to Zimmerman. Zimmerman can't get the lane to go. Wujek skips it. Henderson ends up with it. Now to Turner. Turner in the front court. You got a good pull. And a foul to be called in the other way. A foul on Travis Payne. First foul of the second half. Failed in his eighth first half tackle. And now Dayton is going to be kind of line change type substitution. Mike Ducey starts the game that way, but he's been a little more one or two guys at a time since then. And whatever Coach Ducey's doing, whatever buttons that's pushing at practice, they've worked, and whatever buttons they've pushed tonight, they've worked. The Irish up by 19. Tommy Gregg tries to save a tip pass going out of bounds on a steal attempt, but he can't do it. Steps on the line. Dayton Lindbound across the way with a fresh shot clock, they say. Gets a count out of possession by Tommy Gregg. Pass to Groom. Groom drives in on the left side and lays it in. 40-23 to sales. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Tommy Gregg goes coast to coast. Can't hit the land. Rebound by Schlosser. Schlosser outlet to Fullerton. Fullerton drives all the way in and lays it in. So Dayton gets all the way to the rim. Great possession. 40-25. 4:40 to go in the third. Tommy Gregg on the drive. He's fouled on the push by Fullerton. Attack, attack, attack. That is Mike Ducey's philosophy, and they are really wearing the Bulldogs down. Bulldogs reaching and fouling a lot. The player for Dayton, number 10. I do not have number 10 on my roster. Try to find out who number 10 for Dayton is. Even on the JV roster, there's no number 10. So we'll try to find out who that guy is. Irish inbounded to Wujek. Now to Vic Potters in the game. He'll fire the three. Won't go. Rebound. Crocker. Crocker outlet to Jackson. Jackson. Double team to backcourt. Gets it to Groom. Andrew Groom into front court. He's trapped by Bada. Long cross court pass goes out of bounds to the Dayton men. Another Dayton turnover. I'm guessing Dayton has 20, somewhere between 20 and 25 turnovers right now. They have 25 points. I've got to figure out who Coach Ducey has keeping his rebounding and turnover stat to get him to bring him up. Vic Bada, long shot, won't go. Rebound inside by Williams, and he lays it in half the glass. Sean Williams, who's listed at 5'7", went up high for the rebound, gathered and went up high again and laid it in. Sean got five. 42-25, Irish. And there's him. Yeah, got the PA in out to two, number 10. Nobody's got number 10. And then an offensive foul as Wales goes hard to the basket. Actually, that's Sean Williams. Well, we'll go number 10 for the Bulldogs. And a bucket. And here's some DeSales substitutions. Matt Zimmerman, Tommy Gregg, Travis Payne, Luke Cesari, and Matt Wujek. Wyatt Frame is number 10. I had him on the list, but on the program, he's listed as number 15. Bucket for the Irish there. They lead at 44-27. I didn't see who it was. I think it was Travis Haynes. And then the Bulldogs travel. The Bulldogs just can't get it going. Frustrated with the travel. Haynes forced him to throw a pass over the official, and he hit one of his teammates right in the hip section, we call it. So the wheels are way off the cart for the Bulldogs. 44-27. Sales the ball to lead. Haynes will fire a three from behind the screen. Well, now we got a foul on Matt Zimmerman on the rebound. 44-27 to trail, up by 17 points, firmly in control. Both these teams came in looking for their first win. The Irish boys look like they're going to get it. Still plenty of basketball to play. Inbound, the Bulldogs get the front court to Wyatt Frame. He's a 5'8 freshman. Now it goes to Fullerton. Fullerton to Bickelhoff. Back out to Fullerton on the right wing. Knocked away by Pizzari and out of bounds. Luke Pizzari is in your box all the time. That's the philosophy of the Running Irish basketball program. Here's to Bickelhoff. The Frame. Looks at the three. Puts the ball on the floor. Shoots an 18-footer straight away. Won't go. Rebound tips out of there. Tommy Gregg's got it. He wants to run. He races the other way. And he can't finish the lane. Wujek tries to keep it alive. He hits the deck hard. Out of bounds. Under the basket. Matt. Hit face first. And this will Brian Richardson send it inside. He's got blood. Matt Wujek. Nose, lip, mouth, something. They'll have to get him cleaned up. This was a locker for the Irish. Coach Adam Driver probably should be going to the training room, but they had to be locked. 44-27 sale. Train in the front court. Justin Cordero tried to steal the first train from the river bucket. So by a train, by the Justin Cordero, he was the Bickle Hockey. By the Bulldogs. But you play this pace, Mike Ducey is willing to take these moments. But it's a 13-point game right now. Mike Ducey said, hey, we've got to learn. You know, he's talking to the kids in the shootout this morning. We have to be aware of how to play with the lead. Bickelhoff missed the free throw. Rebound by Wales. Bickelhoff steals it. This is shot. Gets it back. Again. And it's hit by Joey Clapper. He scores it. And here come the Bulldogs. It's an 11-point game. They hung with the Waitsburg Prescott team until the final 2 or 3 minutes before Waitsburg stuck it to it. But Dayton coming back late. And Mike Ducey wants a timeout. It's an 11-point game. They allowed the ball. Having 44 points. He'll come back to a 9-1 in the third quarter. Hello?
Hey, it's Susan Richard of Coffee Craving. After nearly 20 years in our cramped single drive-thru location on 9th Street, we've moved on up to our brand new, spacious double drive-thru espresso shop, just one block west of our old location on the corner of 10th and Poplar. We'll be serving our same great espresso drinks that you've come to expect from us, only twice as fast. Brian and I want to thank you, our loyal customers, for sticking with us during our move. Coffee Cravings, 1607 East Isaacs, and now 801 West Poplar. Walla Walla.
The good news is you hit every green light coming home from work. The bad news is you got a tax bill in the mail. The good news is you also got your son's college acceptance letter. The bad news is the cost of a college education. The good news is you opened a 529 college plan from D.A. Davidson & Company when he was a toddler, making your tax bill smaller and ensuring the money was there for school. The bad news is he wants to be a pro surfer. The good news is you control the college 529 plan for the life of the account. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flaner at D.A. Davidson.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, believe it or not, Mike Ducey had to take a timeout to kind of calm things down a little bit. They get a set shot for Tommy Gregg off the inbound. Three-pointer won't go. Irish get the rebound back to Gregg. Now to Mata for three, and Victor hits it. A couple three-pointers. One of them goes. They started the game with five of those to get out quick to that 21-10 lead, and now Dayton throws it away. So good timeout by Mike Ducey. They get a couple of good looks at a three, one off Tommy Gregg miss, and then after good hustle on the offensive boards by Nick Wales, Dick Plata hits the second one. Dick steps behind the line again, and he's called for traveling. He already had established his pivot foot, looked down to find the three-point line, stepped behind it with the other foot, and that's traveling. 47-33 to sail. Matt Zimmerman, Nick Wales, Dick Plata, Tommy Gregg, and Jay Crowley on the floor. State struggling to get across the timeline. Nick Wales rams into Andrew Groom and fouls him. And those are the things that Mike Doosty will continue to work on with his guys in this pressure game. When to lay off, when to put the pressure on him. They pass it into Fullerton, and he goes in and lays it in. The Bulldogs trying to hang in there, down by 12. DeSales led by as many as 37 to 15, I think, at one time. Tommy Gregg slices the basket and lays it in. And the Bulldogs are tired. They got guys just walking down the floor. Frame inside, cancel shot. Dickelhoff drove in and went to the deck on the pass and just laid there. Dayton has expended a ton of energy getting back in this one. The foul was on Zimmerman, his third. And Wyatt Frame, the 5'8 freshman who's been a spark for the Bulldogs, he scored 4 points coming in this third quarter. His first action of the game, he misses the free throw. But Dayton has outscored the Irish 16-13 in the quarter. Got a 17-point deficit down to 14. But a nice cushion from a lot of effort by DeSales. Frame, second free throw is good. Crowley inbound to Williams. Williams into front court. Up top it goes to Crowley between the circles. Deep left wing goes to Williams. In the corner to Pizarro. Goes baseline left side. Still on the dribble. Tries reverse lane off the bottom of the backboard, but he's going to be fouled. Luke Pizarro's done a nice job. All the guys have it. His hustle, he's been all over the place. He has 7 points. Attacked the basket there. Hayden Fullerton with a second foul. Only two fouls on Dayton here in the second half. So Luke will go to the free throw line. First free throws of the second half for the Irish. They've struggled from the line. That's one of the only things that hasn't gone well for them. They're just 4 of 14 from the strike, not just 4 of 15. Luke's proud father, Greg Pizarro, our athletic director and the head basketball coach here for several years, looking on across the way as his freshman son. Second free throw is also off the mark. Rebound by Groom. Long pass up court, tipped away, but run down by Fullerton. Fullerton hounded by Wales and Williams. Pass out top to Dickelhoff near half court. They continue to chase the ball. Swing it to Frame. Frame pass down low to Slocker. He lays it in. And that's what he's got to do against the pressure. Find a way to rotate away from the trap, and they find the lay-in for Slocker. It's an 11-point game. 49-38, 28 seconds to go in the third. Hayne behind the three-point line. Fires up the shot, won't go. We got a rebound foul inside. It's going to be on Luke Pizarro. And that, I think, will put the sales over the limit with 23 seconds left in the third quarter. And that's what Mike Doosby, this running Irish offense, can build the quick leads, but they can evaporate in a hurry in a frame. Or check that, if Andrew Groom can hit both ends of this one-on-one, the Bulldogs will be having it a single digit, just like that. Sales was led by as many as 20 points, I think. Maybe, now they're up by 17, I know, 34-17 right before the half. And Groom will shoot the free throws. But he misses the front end rebound, Shea Crowley. Well, I'd say maybe they play for one shot, but I don't know. Greg to Mata. Mata out high. He hesitates. Now penetrates. Pulls up from 8 feet in the lane. Won't go. Rebound Fullerton. And we've got a whistle. Fullerton steps on the end line. Matt Wujek got that bloody lip, bloody chin taken care of. His dad, Dr. Joe Wujek, went in the locker room to help take care of his son. Always good to have some helping hands around when you have those injuries. Irish inbound. It with 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass inside. Knocked away by Bickelhoff. To Schlosser, to Bickelhoff, back to Sunderland, and it's going to go out of bounds. The buzzer will sound, but the Dayton Bulldogs are hanging in there. The Irish boys will try to close this out when we come back for the final 8 minutes. The Irish lead is 49-38 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
For 75 years, Senex lubricants have led the way in providing reliable protection under extreme working conditions. Senex Superlube TMS handles the unique challenges of alternative fuels, including B20 biodiesel. Backed by the best warranty in agriculture, Senex lubricants give you the leading technology to fit the latest equipment practices and designs. People that rely on heavy-duty equipment rely on Senex heavy-duty lubricants. See Larry Galloway at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op to get yours. Senex, a brand of CHS.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the final 8 minutes. The sale's down 49-38, but Dayton's kind of coming on. They outscored the Irish 19-13 in that third quarter. And the running Irish program, one of the things you have to learn to do is play with that lead. There's a long shot off the inbound. Hayden Fullerton goes off the top of the backboard. Tommy Gregg with the rebound and in transition. He has it knocked away, then foul frame. And that's the thing. The Sales is in the has Dayton in the bonus, and that gives Dayton a chance to score from the free throw line with a clock stop. So Tommy Gregg picks up his third foul, and Wyatt Frame, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, who hit one of two from the line a moment ago, will shoot the front end of a 1-1 here to start the fourth quarter. He had 5 points in that third quarter, and he hits the front end. So Roy Ramirez inserts the freshman Wyatt Frame into the game midway through the third quarter, and that kind of sparked the Bulldogs. The freshman has 6 points. He misses the second free throw. Shea Crowley with the rebound. The Sales free throw shooting is keeping the Bulldogs in it. The Irish is 4 of 16 from the free throw line. Dick Mata, deep outside on the right wing. Gets in the lane. He's called for traveling. Well, the Bulldogs have struggled with the turnovers throughout the game, but here in the fourth quarter, it's DeSales struggling with the turnovers. Matt Wujek's back in the game, got that tape all over the chin. Turner to Bickelhoff, get it to Sunderland, or no, that's Schlachter. Schlachter goes right side, cut off. He got to Bickelhoff. He's way out there, acting like he's going to shoot a three. He was well beyond NBA range. He drives in, can't hit the shot. Turner with the rebound. He can't hit it. Wujek's got it. Man, on the dribble out of there. He loses the dribble. He's not the guy you want with the ball in traffic. Colton Bickelhoff's got the loose ball. He'll bring it into front court. Vic Potta pressures him. Now left corner goes to Turner. Turner drives in and scores it. And it's a 9-point game. Here comes Dayton. 6:56 to go. Tommy Gregg, long pass up court to Motto. Motto fires the three. It's an air ball. Rebound by Schlachter. Schlachter hits it to Bickelhoff. Motto fouls Bickelhoff. Mike Ducey wants a timeout. This will be, we got to learn to play with the league, guys. Maybe be a little more selective with the shots and quit fouling them. 6:46 to go. Dayton coming back. They're down by 8, and they'll be at the free throw line when we come back at 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Mike Juicy, I mentioned in the shoot-around, I actually wasn't talking to Mike in person, but some of the kids said they were, I said, hey, how'd the shoot-around go? And they said they were working on how to play with the lead. Well, they got to work for the next 6 minutes and 46 seconds. They've seen a lead that was as high as, I think, 20 points, and right now it's 8 points as Dayton outscored the Irish 19-13 in the third quarter and have outscored the Irish 3-0 here early in the fourth quarter. The Sales taking some ill-advised shot. Well, I don't know that there is an ill-advised shot in the run and Irish program system, but they're fouling a lot, too. And that has got the Bulldogs at the line. And Garrett Bicklehop, Colton Bicklehop, excuse me, is a perfect 2-for-2 from the line. Hits the front end of the 1-on-1. He's got 5 points. Dayton, unofficially, 7-of-10, 8-of-11, 9-of-12. He misses the second one. Nick Wales with the rebound. Sales with the ball, leading 49-42. Tommy Gregg, let's see if the Irish run a little clock during this offensive set. They're in the half-court offense right now. Dayton playing man-to-man on defense. Sean Williams dribbles around the horn, looks inside for the cutter. It's Nick Wales. Gets the pass to Wujak. He lays it in and gets the foul. Nice, nice, nice. You could hear Mike Juicy say it. They ran that to perfection. They wheeled it around the horn outside, attacked on the baseline. Wujak came to the backside. He got the ball up on the rim. It was spinning as fast as it could spin and fell in. So Wujak gets the shot to fall. He's got 12. He was fouled by Frame. And Wujak hits the free throw. Matt having a nice game. He scored in every quarter. He has 13 points. And that gets the Irish back up by 10. They needed that. 3-point effort. Good transition, good execution of the half-court offense. Down low to Schlocker. Schlocker and Wales get tangled up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. The Dayton ball. 6:11 to go. Irish up by 10. Let's see if the Irish can build this lead back up. In and down to Frame. Frame for three. It's way too long. Wujak with the backside rebound. Quickly out to Tommy Gregg. Now he'll try to hold it up, and he has it stolen by Schlocker, but since Schlocker can't put the brakes on, he travels. That's not Tommy Gregg's fault. Somebody's got to yell because he's pushing up court. Then he tried to slow it down. Schlocker came right up behind him and stole it, but couldn't put the brakes on. Gregg inbound to Wujak. Wujak drives in, puts the shoulder down, goes up strong, gets the shot, rebound Schlocker. And we've got a whistle and a stoppage of play as we've got Dayton Bulldogs sucking for air. We've got Bicklehop on the floor as he and Wujak kind of collided. You got to be in great shape to play against the running Irish. And conditioning, I think, will probably be a factor here down the stretch as DeSales tries to build the lead back up. Dayton had it down to 7. The Irish have it back to 10. Dayton's going to have the basketball. They stop play because of the injury. I think Bicklehop's going to be okay. In fact, they let him stay in the game. That's odd. I thought he had to come out if they stopped play for an injury. Anyway, he passes down the Frame on the baseline. Crowley on him. Gets it to Sunderland, who misses inside. Sunderland gets his own rebound. Goes up strong. Misses again. Rebound by Frame. The Bulldogs out hustling the sails of the ball. In the lane, Fullerton has the shot blocked. Goes right to Crowley. Crowley and Fullerton collide. Crowley goes down. Fullerton picks up the foul. Wild sequence. Ross Sunderland, the big 6'2" sophomore, just couldn't finish inside. He had a couple real good looks. And so DeSales will have the ball, a chance to get that lead back up there to a safer margin. They lead by 10 right now. Dayton's been as close to 7 in this quarter. Gregg gets it to Williams, and Williams is fouled by Bicklehop. You know, really not a bad idea for Dayton to start fouling a little bit, especially with the way DeSales has been shooting free throws, just 5-of-17 from the line. The fifth foul on Dayton. Sunderland will check out. Dane Henderson checks in. Crowley, Wales, Wujak, Williams, and Gregg on the floor, but we've got a timeout on the floor. 52-42. Another play with the lead lesson as Mike Juicy takes timeout. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, as wild as this game was, up and down for three quarters, the fourth quarter is kind of slowed down. A three-point play by Matt Wujek, the only Irish point. Dayton has picked up 4 points. There's a pass from Wujek to Gregg. Goes right through his hands, but Tommy Gregg runs it down. Now to Wales, up top to Wujek, 18 feet away, straight away. Now we get it to Tommy Gregg. Some more of a half-court game here down the stretch as the Irish hanging on here as Dayton's making a game out of it here in the second half. Irish are up 36-19 after at the half. There's a cutter to the basket. It's Shea Crowley. He scores it, 54-42. Mike Juicy's got to be very pleased with his club's execution. After two timeouts, they have scored here in the second half. And then Fullerton traveled. So after the timeout, a Irish bucket and a Dayton turnover. And the Irish with the ball and the lead back up to 12 points. 4:54 to go in the contest. Tommy Gregg on the dribble drive. And out top it goes to Wales. Left corner to Tommy Gregg. Gregg has it stripped by Turner, but gets it back. Turner hit the deck, couldn't quite retrieve the ball, so Tommy Gregg able to get it back. Tommy hands it off to Williams. Knocked away by Bicklop. Sean gets it back between the circles. Drives in, slides in, can't hit the glass, shot, keeps his own rebound alive. Crowley runs it down near half court. Nice offensive rebound by Sean Williams. Now he gets it to Crowley. 8-footer in the lane, off the arm won't go. Rebound goes right off Wujek's head to Bicklop. Here comes Dayton. 4 minutes to go in the contest. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Pass inside, stolen by Crowley. Nice defense by Shea. Well, the Irish, a good sequence here. Look like they're surviving maybe the Dayton run. And fouling, Fullerton fouls Gregg from behind. That's 4 on Hayden Fullerton. 6 on the Bulldogs. Like I said, fouling a pretty legit strategy for Dayton from here on out. 3:58 to go. The next foul on Dayton, DeSales will shoot free throws where they have struggled tonight. Gregg to Williams, 15-footer won't go. Rebound Bicklop, 3:45 to go. Garrett Turner has only 6 points tonight. The sophomore drives in, puts it up, leans into a tough shot. I was going to say, he started last year as a freshman, very talented ball player. DeSales has held him in check. That was a nice try there. Now Fullerton steals a pass intended for Wales and lays it in. Just like that, the Bulldogs have it back to 8 points. Right when I thought DeSales had it back under control, Dayton finding some energy and going on a little run here. 54-46, DeSales with the ball and the lead. 3:13 to go in the contest. Williams, backdoor cut by Wales. Wales loses it off his leg. It goes to frame. DeSales turns it over again. Now into front court comes Turner. Turner and Wales fly. Turner hits the deck. Ball goes to Bicklop. No call. Bicklop has it slapped away by Williams. Then Wales outraces Turner to the ball. Can't the shot. Williams with the rebound puts in. Turner just laying on the ground, huffing and the puffing. The sales hustle, hustle, hustle. They have it back up to 10. Turner is very tired. You got to be in shape to play the Irish. Turner three won't go. Wales with the rebound. Now Tommy Gregg's got the outlet into front court. Let Henderson go by. Swing it to Williams. He'll fire the quick one. Won't go. Rebound Henderson. And I think Sean Williams might be coming out of the ballgame. He's taking a couple quick jumpers. And that's playing with the lead and learning your lesson. Roy Ramirez takes the timeout. 2:17 to go. Does Dayton have one more run in them? As his guys are tired, but they're hanging in there. We'll be right back. Dayton will have the ball, trailing by 10. We come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hi, Mark Grace from Dale Graves Incorporated. Thank you, Walla Walla. Thank you. We have just been ranked by General Motors as the number one dealership in terms of customer satisfaction for the last 12 months and the last 3 month period as well. Of the 35 dealerships in our group, we were ranked number one with a 100% satisfaction rating based upon what our customers told GM about their buying and delivery experience. We are proud and thankful to have received this award. Dale Grace Incorporated, Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fair. Grounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the sales running Irish were, I hesitate to use the word flawless, but their system was hitting on most cylinders in the first half. 21 first quarter points, 36-19 lead at the half. But Dayton, about midway through the third quarter, started a comeback. They outscored Irish 19-13 in that third quarter. They had it down to as few as 7 points. The Irish have got it back up to 14. And now Dayton's got the ball and the lead back down to 10. But they're running out of time. 2:17 to go. Dayton's got to start fouling and putting the Irish on the line where they have struggled. Turner brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Fullerton. They'll flip the post play at the top of the key. He gets it out to Turner. Turner for three over Mata. He's got it. Garrett Turner has 7 in the fourth quarter, and it's a 7-point game. Turner dies after the ball. Tommy Gregg's got, they've got a 5-on-4, but now the Irish try to play hang on in the final 2 minutes, and then a 3-second violation. Wow. The Sails just kind of dribbling around, and then Vic Mata gets caught with his foot in the paint, and Dayton with the ball down 7. 1:52 to go. Garrett Turner, just 4 points heading into this quarter, but he's a talented player, and he's scored 7, just a sophomore. He's got it in the front court now. Wujek on him. Now Wyatt Frame, the freshman who came in midway through the third quarter and scored 5 points to help spark that 19-point third quarter. Fullerton at the top of the key with the ball. Fazari on him. Kick it over to Turner for three. Off the arm won't go. Rebound, Tommy Gregg. Tommy wants to run. They've got a 4-on-3. Now he'll hold it up. Now to Crowley. Crowley looks for the three. The bench yells, no, no. So he holds it up, gets it to Williams. Excuse me. Williams bounce pass to Luke Fazari. Luke Fazari, Shay Crowley, Sean Williams, and Matt Wujek on the floor for the Sails. They try to close this out against the Bulldogs. We're down to a minute. Dayton's got a foul. Turner reaches in on Williams and fouls him with 58.8 seconds left. That is 4 on Turner. Hayden Fullerton also out there has 4 fouls. And Sean Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-on-1 with 58.8 seconds to go. Sean has 7 points. He's 0-for-2 at the line. And the Irish are just 5-of-17. Sean's front end of the 1-on-1, off the iron won't go. Rebound, Dane Henderson. Henderson gets it to Bickelot. And now the Sails, for the first time, will back it off. I think Dayton didn't know what to do. Now they'll push it into front court, and Roy Ramirez will call timeout. I think Dayton was so surprised that the Irish weren't pressing him, they didn't know what to do. 50 seconds left. 7-point game. Dayton with the ball, and we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So I've been impressed with this game. It's been a very enjoyable game. I'm impressed with the Dayton kids not giving up. I'm more impressed as a DeSales fan, of course, that the Irish have played so intensely throughout this game. There's been plenty of mistakes, but the energy level, the effort level by both teams, after playing so hard the whole game, has been excellent. Bickelhoff, this is a driving lane, and then he wails with the rebound, and he's fouled hard by Henderson. My point, I guess I'm trying to make, is these guys are just, they're leaving it all out on the court. I know it's a cliche, but I tell you what, Garrett Turner is just sucking wind constantly. That's part of Mike Juicy's program. He wants to wear the other team out, and Dayton is trying to stay in this one with the Sails. 39.2 seconds away from the win, and Nick Wales with the front end of the 1-on-1 here. Backboard, nothing else, and that's going to be no counter there, and they blow the whistle. It's got to at least hit the rim. I think Roy Ramirez might wish he started fouling a little bit earlier. Garrett Turner drives in, and he's fouled by Matt Wujek. Ay, ay, ay. Let him shoot. Matt Wujek fouls, and that's Matt's first. Amazing for as hard as he plays, but it's the 10th foul on the Sails, and it puts Turner at the line to shoot 2 free throws now. Travis Hain getting ready to check in for DeSales, the 5'4 freshman, going to be put in at the end. He can shoot the free throws. I think that's what Mike Juicy's trying to do. We got to get some free throw shooters in there. And Turner, there's an example of fatigue right there. He misses the free throw. No legs left for the 6 foot sophomore. That was all upper body and he left it short. Nick Whale's going to check out. So I'm sure they were going to go foul him again after not hitting the rim on that last free throw attempt. And the crowd very quiet. And Turner hits the second one. And he'll come out of the game. Situational substitutions here. Seth Jackson, the 6 foot junior, comes in. Get Turner out. He's got four fouls. So it's a 6 point game. 34.4 seconds left. They get into Tommy Gregg. Tommy Gregg is fouled from behind by Pickelhoff. Pickelhoff running hard up behind him. Tommy kind of hesitated, slowed down a little bit, and a collision. And that is Pickelhoff's second. And that will send Tommy Gregg to the line. Tommy's 0 for 2. So the Irish, their third one-on-one trip in the final minute. They've yet to hit one. So Roy Ramirez trying to milk this as long as he can and get his guys back in the game. And the sales obliging by going a dismal 5 of 19 from the line in this game, including just one made free throw in the fourth quarter. And Tommy Gregg misses the third straight front end of a one-on-one. Here comes Turner the other way in the corner to Fullerton for three. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound, two Bulldogs after it, and they lose it out of bounds. Dane Henderson and Wyatt Frame fighting for that rebound and lost it out of bounds. Victor Mata checks in for Hain. They get it. For Tommy Gregg, ball knocked away by Andrew Groom. Great hustle by both these teams. I keep saying it, but it's so true. Hasn't been pretty, but you got to like the effort and hustle. We got a timeout on the floor. 21.7 seconds left. 56-50. DeSales with the ball and a 6 point lead. The good news is the next foul, DeSales will shoot two free throws automatically. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSF.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Now, the sales can get one, they gotta get the bomb out, then get one free throw. Make a three possession game. As long as it's a two possession game, I think Dayton's still got a chance. But the sales is just 5 for 25 in the game, but just 1 of 4 here in the fourth quarter. Oh, and then they throw it right to Pickelhoff on the inbound. Pickelhoff lays it in. And now they foul hard. Oh boy. Pickelhoff, Hain. Wow, that was a big collision. Danielle Farrell, Kaylin Crowley, Elizabeth Zimmerman, and Danielle Fazari got hit. It wasn't a foul. They just say it went out of bounds. So 15 seconds left, 56-52. Here goes Turner. He can't hit the shot. Rebound, Wujek, and he's fouled hard with 9.5 seconds left. Wujek helped both the guys up. And then, well, I think he was kind of helping them up, then he kind of pushed them away. I'm not sure where he was headed with that. Wow, Garrett Turner had a chance with a lay-in there, and he couldn't make it. That would have made it a 4 point game, but Mike Juicy asking for an intentional foul, which means they would also get the ball. But it is the 10th foul, so Wujek will shoot two, and Wujek is 2, 3, 4, 5 of 9, which is far better than anybody else for the sales. 9.5 seconds left. Matt's first one is good. Matt's had a nice ball game. 14 points, and Mike Juicy wants timeout. And, oh, the foul was on Turner, and that's his fifth, okay? Now Turner fouls out with 12 points, 10 in the second half. But I'm sure he wishes he had that lay-in back. He had a good look at it. 9.5 seconds left. Mike Juice, these guys trying to nurse this one home. And Matt Wujek, who's had a great game, will be at the line with a chance to put the Irish up by 6 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Matt Wujek will be at the free throw line. The Irish up 57-52. And this is one of those games. Last night, Dayton lost to Waitsburg 58-31 in a game that was a lot closer than the final score indicated. This is sort of kind of the opposite. DeSales is running away with this one for 2.5 quarters, but Dayton just keeps fighting. And right now it's a 57-52 game where, you know, in the first half, it was first quarter, 21-10, 36-19 at the half, but Dayton just kept fighting. Matt Wujek, second free throw off the mark. Nick Wales with the rebound, gets it to Wujek. Wujek to Crowley. The Irish are going to play keep away to Williams, to Wujek, and the Irish are going to win it. Their first win of the season. They go to 1-1 with a hard fought, very entertaining 57-52 win. All the fans are on their feet, Dayton and DeSales. Dayton fans have got to be proud of their guys' effort. But DeSales holds on for the 57-52 win. And sweet, 4 games here in the DeSales gym on the home opener for the Irish 2009-2010 season. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Join us at Community Bank as we strive to collect food for our area food banks. The Food Drive Challenge is going on now until December 31st. Our bank-wide goal is to gather 30 big bins of food, and if reached, the branch that collects the most food will present their area's food bank with a whole beef donated by Community Bank. We'll also donate $25 per bin of food, whether the goal is reached or not. Support families in need in your area. Drop off food at any Community Bank branch. Community Bank, local money working for local people. Member FDIC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at DeSales High School, the first basketball games of the year in the DeSales Gymnasium, and an exciting evening. The boys and girls JV teams both won. The DeSales girls won 61-41, and the Irish boys looked like they were going to run the Bulldogs out of the gym in the first half. The Dayton boys kept everybody in their seats right to the end. DeSales wins it 57-52. Mike Juicy's squad evens their record at 1-1 on the season. And more importantly, they are 1-0 in the Southern Division, the B2 Southern Division of District 9. Dayton's boys fall to 0-5 and 0-2 in the division. So the Irish boys get the win and the sweep. Look like they're going to run them out of the gym early, 21-10 after one quarter. The Sales hit 5 3-pointers in that quarter. 8 different players scored. Shea Crowley opened the game with a 3. Travis Haynes, Sean Williams, Luke Pizzari, and Vic Botta all hit first quarter threes. And the second quarter, a little slower. The Irish went inside more often, but still outscored the Bulldogs 15-9. Then midway through the third quarter, Roy Ramirez inserted Wyatt Frame, a 5'8 freshman, into the game. He scored 5 in the quarter. Dayton started to get things going. The Irish started turning the ball over a little bit, and they outscored, the Bulldogs outscored the Irish 19-13. And then on a couple occasions, Dayton was as close as 5, 6, or 7 points in the fourth quarter. The Irish would get back up to 10 or 12. In fact, the 5-point difference at the end of the game was as close as Dayton was able to get. And the Sales, miserable free throw shooting, just 6 of 22 for the game. All of the makes were by Matt Wujek. He went to the line 12 times, so the rest of the Irish are 0 for 10 from the free throw line. So always good for a coach to be able to identify something the team has to work on, and they've got to learn how to play with a lead, and they've got to learn how to make a free throw, especially down the stretch. But the Irish win it 57-52. We'll gather up the individual stats, come back, share those, and wrap things up on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers!
Mamma mia!
Bizarre's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're back with the happy totals of this, the Sales Irish boys win, a 57-52 win over the Dayton Bulldogs. Dayton goes to 1-1 on, or the Sales goes to 1-1 on the season. More importantly, 1-0 in District 9 South D2 division game. Dayton falls to 0-5 and 0-2 in the division. Dayton will play in their Christmas tournament on the 29th and 30th. The Sales will play, the boys will play Tuesday at WAVA. The girls will play Monday at WAVA, and then both teams will be home here again on Wednesday against Sunnyside Christian. Tip-off for the Sunnyside Christian games will start at 4 o'clock at the varsity level, Monday and Tuesday at WAVA, both at 6:30. Let's look at the individual totals for this game and close it out. For Dayton and their 52 points, Andrew Groom had 2, 3 for Croft Sunderland, 4 for Jason Norris, 6 for Wyatt Frame, all in the second half for the 5'8 freshman. Remember, no seniors on this Dayton roster. 7 for Colton Vickelhop, 8 for Hayden Fullerton, and 12 points for Garrett Turner, the 6-foot sophomore, scored 10 of those in the second half, 8 in the fourth quarter. He missed a driving lay-in that was very makeable for him that would have given the Dayton Bulldogs that final push, but then he had to commit a foul, his fifth, and he fouled out with 9.5 seconds left. But he leads Dayton scoring with 12 points. Joey Schlachter had 10. Scoring for DeSales, 2 points for Nick Wales, 5 points for Shea Crowley, 4 for Tommy Gregg, 7 for Luke Fazzari, 7 for Sean Williams, 8 for Travis Hain, and 14 for Matt Wujek to lead all scorers. The 6'1" senior scored in every quarter. He was 6 of 12 from the free throw line. 6 of 12 doesn't sound all that great, but he was the only guy on the DeSales roster to make a free throw. The rest of the team was 0 for 10, including missing front ends of the one-on-one down the stretch. So Mike Juicy, he loves the running Irish system, and it looked great today, tonight, for about 2.5 quarters, but playing with the lead can be a challenge, and they've got to shoot better at the free throw line. But those are the happy goals. A clean sweep for Irish basketball. Both JV teams won. The girls win. The boys win. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Hope you're enjoying this Advent season as we head into the final week of Advent. And, one last note. Michaela Bicklehop, who was injured in the late in the girls' game and transported to the hospital, concussion, and she was treated in the ER and released to go home. So she just hit her head really hard. And there was a lot of physical play all night long in the DeSales gym, and the Irish get 4 wins tonight. So, that's the total. Oh, our Derek King player of the game for the boys. I'm going to go with Matt Wujek, 14 points and 6 very, very important free throws. Matt Wujek, the 6'1 seniors, our Derek King player of the game for the boys. Aaron Juicy, 5'8 junior, was named our Derek King player of the game for the girls by head coach Tim Duncan, the birthday boy today. So happy birthday to Tim Duncan. Congratulations to Aaron Juicy and Matt Wujek, our Dairy Queen players of the game. And I think that about does it. I hope you're having a blessed Advent season. And until Monday at 6:30 from Walla Walla Valley Academy for girls basketball, this is Mike Steve saying God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantics Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.